Blog Talk Radio.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
Try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed
to
make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For the systems were designed
to
make you sit down on your
gift. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating.
Yes.
It's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
For the gift
looking good.
The gift that looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift that looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift that looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
And you wear it well.
All right, coaches, help me out. You wear it? A better
the
you than you.
Good,
and you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
God, we're here. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you for just staying focused. We want to thank you for just hanging on in there with us, for God is doing something by his spirit. Amen. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. And we say glory to God. Amen. We're going to take a music break and check this audio out. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
Well, praise the Lord. We're back here. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. I'm telling you, this is a move. We're going to move forward anyway. Amen. A little technical difficulties, but God got a ram in the bush. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage everyone to call somebody and tell them that God is doing something in the lives of his people. Amen. Amen. I'm going to just start from the beginning. I'm grateful that you guys stayed on the line. I'm grateful that you are determined to do what God has called you to do. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am again here on Sunday, April 18th, 2021. It is 12:44 p.m. Glory to God. God is good. We're going to be talking about today, stay woke. Stay woke. Amen. Be changed and become the change. Glory to God. Glory to God. I bring you greetings from Kingdom Builders Development on behalf of my husband, Elder QT Dox, and myself, which is the love of my life. and the strength of my character. I want to encourage you to stay woke, be changed, and be the change. Call somebody and tell them to get their Bibles out. Tell them to get ready. Tell them to turn to Luke 9, verses 28 through 36. Glory, glory, glory. Well, I want to give a shout out to Evangelist Hardaway, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. And then I want to give a shout out also to Evangelist Milton, who has now relocated to Ohio. Praise God. And then also Minister Bernard, glory to God. And Brother Action Terrell, may God continue to bless you and keep you and just bless your endeavors. Amen. This is a move, people of God. Forget about the old. Forget about the old. Press into what God is doing right now in your life. Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to ask Elder if he will prepare to read our scripture for today. And then I'm going to, but before he comes forth, I'm going to do a prayer. Amen, amen. Father, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would come into this room, the room of our heart, God, that you would move everything that's not like you, Father. Father, that you would cause us to see ourselves. God, that you would show us, Lord God, everything that's not pleasing to you, God. Anything, any sin in the camp, God. Father, for we know that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. So right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, God, we ask you to hide me behind the cross and allow me to be an oracle of heaven. God, look beyond my fault, Lord God, and allow me to minister your word, Father. Father, I am delighted and excited to be used for you as a vessel of honor. God, I just say right now, let no weapon formed against me prosper. And every tongue that rise up against me in judgment, Lord God, I thank you that is already condemned. And I say the same prayer for the people of God. For we are called by your name. We have humbled ourselves. We have prayed and we're seeking your face. And we are turning from our wicked ways so that we may hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And that you would heal our land. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory to God. I just want to thank God for another day in the land of the living. Aren't you grateful? When you begin to think about you don't have this, you need that, you want to go here, I want you to begin to think about, oh, how good it is to be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Another day in the land of the living. Aren't you excited? Aren't you excited? Amen, amen. I want to encourage you also, don't attend any pity parties. Tell them you're not going and don't go. Go into prayer. Go into purpose. Amen. God says, stay woke, be changed, and be the change. Glory, glory, glory. I'm excited again. I just can't say enough. Because each and every day, God will give us another opportunity to move forward in the things of the kingdom. There's so much going on. And we don't have time to waste time. We don't have time to walk in unforgiveness. We don't have time to be messy. We don't have time for that. But glory to God, we're going to go right into the word. I want to give a shout out to my son, Tyrell. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, son. And I want to thank God for my oldest son. I'm going to call him Hemi. All right now. I bless your day, your world, and everything around you. I call it blessed in the name of Jesus. We say it is so, and glory to God. Well, if you have your Bibles, it's not just a book. Amen. It's not just words. For that is basic instruction before leaving earth? Are you following the instructions? God has laid out the plan of salvation. God has laid out our plan to become what he has called us to become. And at the beginning of the show, we talked about that gift look good on you. Come on, work the gift. Work the favor of God that's on your life. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited, y'all. I'm just excited. I want to ask Elder if he would be so kind to read Luke 9, hallelujah, to 36. Glory to God. I'm going to yield the line to Elder at this time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. God is good. Luke 9:28-36. And it came to pass about 8 days after they sang, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awoke, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spoke, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they enter into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. It's best to hearing of his word. May God bless the viewing audience. Thank you.
Hey, amen, 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 amen. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. I say be woke. Stay woke, be changed, and be the change. Amen. See, God has systematically structured our lives. Listen to this. It was up on that mountain of transfiguration. Verse 28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these things. Listen, after he took Peter, John, and James and went up into a mountain to pray. He didn't say up on a mountain. Listen what it said. Into a mountain. He didn't take everybody. He didn't take all of his disciples. See, everybody can't be in your presence. Everybody can't go where you're going. You have to know who God has assigned to you. What did he do? He took Peter. He took John. And he took James, and he went. The Bible says in the King James Version that he went into a mountain, into. See, it's a difference from going on a mountain and into the mountain. It's a difference from being in the outer courts or the inner courts or the Holy of Holies. See, there's a place that you might be. You might be on outside of the fence, looking in and saying, I'm saved and on fire for Jesus. you might be in the inner courts and saying, holy, holy, holy. Or you might be in the inner courts or the holies of holies. Where are you inside of that mountain? So Jesus made a decision that he would take Peter and John and James into a mountain. But not only did he take them there, guess what? He had a plan of action. See, we have to follow the what did Jesus do? When he take you, he got a plan for you. When he birthed you, he had purpose for you. It's all synonymous. It all goes together. So they went into the mountain, not just on the mountain, into the mountain of transfiguration. You know, the disciples witnessed a change in Jesus. The Bible says it. Listen what it says. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. So he probably was like, oh, Heavenly Father, Father of all things, oh, Korabashata, the countenance, his countenance changed. He went deeper. And then the Bible says, and his raiment was white and glistering. They began to see the glory. So if you stay on the wall, if you stay in prayer, if you go into your secret closet, not on the mountain where you could be seen and heard, but into the mountain, I want to encourage you today to stay woke, be changed, and become the change. See, what we're missing is when we close our eyes to the pain of this world. What are we missing? So we worry about all of these situations, all of these circumstances. But God has already established the end of this thing. I'm trying to tell you something. We worry about things that have no weight of glory. See, sometimes our concerns become complacent. Sometimes we're lurking around and we sleep. You know, sometimes we're stagnated. Sometimes we need to be. You know, have you ever saw someone sleep and you had to shake them because you knew they was having a bad dream, or you knew that they wasn't breathing, or you knew that, you know, the old people, you would say. Or should I say, our graceful seniors would say, oh, a witch is riding your back. Don't let a witch ride your back. Stay woke. Stay woke. I know you heard the saying, be changed and become the change. So as Jesus, hallelujah, was beginning to change, they noticed that he was changing. Now, if Jesus had to change, what make you think that we ought to remain the same? God is asking for change. Do you want to change? Are you willing to say, Lord, it is I. It is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Can you imagine that his robe was glittering? His robe began to glow. They began to see the glory. If they was not sure that he was the Son of God, at that point, they began to see that he was and is the Son of God. Why would they see that? Because they began to see the glistening of the robe, and his raiment began to shine, and the glory of God began to shine upon him. And then the Bible says, and behold, there talked with him. Two men who were Moses and Elijah. Elias. I want to ask you if you would turn your Bibles to Hebrews. And I'm going to ask Elder if he would prepare to read it. Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. And we're going to read verse 23 to 29. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about staying woke. We're talking about being changed. We're talking about becoming. You know, we can see that when someone else needs to change. But do we take the time to look at the man in the mirror? You know, a lot has happened while you find the scripture. I'm going to continue to elaborate about this text. You know, a lot has happened. I'm going to take you to the biblical days. Amen. A lot has happened since we left Jesus preaching on a leveled place last couple of weeks when it was resurrection, right? And he had traveled over all of Galilee. You know the story. You know the story. He went over Galilee and Jesus was healing. What was he doing? He was casting out demons. See, these are things that we have need of. We have need of healing. We have need of being healed. We have need of getting demons cast out. We have need of preaching, and we have need of teaching, because guess what? Jesus was doing it. And it's all about all this whole thing called life. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. Kingdom of God. But we make it about ourselves. We make it about our pain. We even have the audacity to make it about our gain. But it's all about the kingdom of God. And it seems that everywhere Jesus goes, that the Pharisees, they was on his trail. The devil was on his back. Do you ever feel like that? Everywhere you go, you turn around and there go a naysayer. Everything you do, you turn around and there go a hater. See, the Pharisees, they was on Jesus' trail. They questioned him. Hallelujah. They challenged him. You ever been challenged? Guess what else they did? They even had the audacity to invite him over to dinner. Why? Because, see, some people say, I keep my enemies close. Well, I don't gravitate to the philosophy. I don't want my enemies close. I need my sanctuary. But they invited him to dinner. And then they criticized him and the other guests. Can you only imagine? Elder, if you would be so kind to begin to read Hebrews, verse 11.
Amen, amen. Hebrew, verse 11 to 29. It states,
Amen.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the keen commandments. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt. for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. Amen. Let's hear to the blessing of his word.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Elder. The word of God, it is a pathway to revelation, understanding that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And as Elder was reading, when Moses, the men appeared, the Bible says, who appeared in glory and spake his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Listen. Now they were speaking to who? Who were they speaking to? I want you to ask yourself, are they speaking to Jesus? Or are they talking to us? We have a mission to do. We have an assignment. And we have to stay woke so we can be changed and we can become the change. So right here, Jesus had some things to do. He still was not finished. But listen what happened. But Peter said they were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. Now that's what Peter said, that they were with him, were heavy with sleep. Are you asleep? Are you still asleep? Are you still asleep to what God has called you to do? Are you still asleep to your purpose, your mission, your assignment? Are you still asleep and don't realize that you need change? Now, I want you to take it personal because I do. And I can only say to you what I say from my master. Now, we're setting it up. They invited the Pharisees had already invited Jesus over to dinner. He had an assignment to do. Did he want to do it? Of course not. Did he want to sit with the Pharisees? Of course not. Sometimes you got to do some things you don't want to do because it might be part of your assignment. And then they were going to criticize him and other guests. Sometimes you have to go through to get to. Amen. So by the time we get through this teaching, I pray that you can understand that the mission Jesus had, it was to bring forth healing. It was to cast out demons. It was for preaching and teaching about the kingdom. You know, I hear some people, you can get all kind of revelation. You can get all kind of, have all kind of visions. You can, God can come down and shake your hand and we'll still miss it. Make your calling and election sure. Begin to ask God, what is it that he would have you to do so that you can stay woke and you can be changed? And then, hallelujah, you're going to become the change. See, when they appeared, just imagine, they were in prayer when this was going on, when Moses and Elias came. They was in prayer. They was in the mountain. See, God will reveal things to us when we go deep in prayer and appeared in glory. They came. They didn't just come. They were able to see the glory. They were able to see. But Peter said that they were with, the people that were with him was asleep. They were not woke. They didn't know their purpose. They didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. They did see the glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, is it good for us to be here? And let us make three tabernacles. And one of thee will be one for Moses and one for Elias, not knowing what he was saying. And when he spake, guess what happened? There came a cloud overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. Listen. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. What are you afraid of? What's stopping you? What's holding you back from understanding what God has called you to do? Is it about you? Or is it about the kingdom of God? And the Bible says, and they feared. That word right there is what we have to overcome. Because guess what? There came a cloud. And the cloud is overshadowing you. And you're afraid. But guess what happened? They enter into the cloud. Now, how could that be? How could they enter into the cloud? Did they deal with their situation? Listen to what it says. And there came a voice out of the cloud. Hallelujah. God is everywhere. He won't leave you nor will he forsake you. The Bible says, fear not. Go into that thing. Go into that situation. Go straight at it. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. God is talking about you. God is talking about me. God is talking about mankind. Hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And they kept it close and told no man of those days any of those things which had happened. Have you had a visitation? Have you received the commission to go forward, to come, do the Father's work, come, let's do this. For the Lord is saying, hear my voice, harden not your heart, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. But come unto me. Jesus was found alone. But when it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met them. God is setting this thing up. What you're looking for is looking for you. And the Bible says, and behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. For there's work for you to do. For the people have need of you. For God has commissioned you to do the work, to do kingdom building. For lo, I'm with you. He said, I'll be with you always. He said, I won't leave you. I will not forsake you. God said, stay woke. God said, change. And then, and only then, can we become the change. And then the Bible went further to say, and lo, a spirit taketh him. And he suddenly cried out, and it teared him, and he foamed again, and bruising him, hardly departed from him. He went into convulsions. Sometimes we got to get some stuff out so that God, hallelujah, may get some things in. Sometimes we have to regurgitate what's inside of us so that the Lord may use us. He wants to implore his spirit in us. So we have to give up some of our worldly desires. We have to give up some of our lust. We have to give up some of our ways. Because Jesus, hallelujah, he was about the master's business. When he took Peter and John and James on the mountain, he was empowering them, enabling them. Should I say, pushing them into purpose so that they may see the manifestation. What are you doing? Are you asleep? Are you asleep? You know, going through the motion. Sometimes we're doing so much and we're so busy doing our own business. But we're not doing what God is calling us to do. I say go into the mountain. Come from off the mountain and go in. Go into the deep place. Take some time alone with God. Go on a sabbatical. You don't need that wine. You don't need that. You don't need that. All you need is Jesus. And you will never, ever, hallelujah, you'll never be the same again. God is calling you out of the water, hallelujah, and onto the boat. There's a ship that's sailing with your name on it. Oh, yes, you just got these big deals. You just got these big contracts. I prophesy to you that this is the beginning of what's to come. What you went through, it was all for such a time as this. Oh, yes, the devil thought he had you. But God was in the mountain. Intercessors was praying you through. Glory to God, glory to God. He is able. For he is able to do exceedingly, hallelujah, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. But the Bible says it is according to the power that worketh within you. Is that power working? Work the power. Work the grace. Work it. Work your gift. The gift look good on you. If they ask you to preach, preach. If they ask you to read a scripture, read. If they ask you to sing a song, sing for the glory of God. We got work to do, people of God. We have work to do. And I'm going to say this in closing. Whomsoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whomsoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. I want to encourage you today. Love on the children. Encourage people. And stay in the mountain. Stay in your prayer closet. Just like you eat, go to your prayer closet. Because in the mountain, hallelujah, all is there, God's glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not about us, says the Lord. It is about kingdom of God. For he's beckoning you to come and serve. To come and serve. Amen, 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 amen. I tell you, I love to sit at the table and eat. I love to sit and eat spiritual food. In Jesus' name. So whatever you're doing, don't forget to sow where you grow. If you're growing, I want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. We're about to open our community center. And I'm telling you, we want to be able to be a blessing. Not takers, but we want to be givers that we may be blessed to be a blessing. You can go to www.giveify.com and look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. And you'll see Elder QT Docs and myself, Pastor Teresa Docs, we're there. And you can sow into the people of God where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. And then you can also sow through PayPal, Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. Or you can call our home office, area code 313-583-9739. And you can speak to one of our ministerial staff if you like prayer. We're happy and excited and delighted because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of God. Meet us here. We're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. with spiritual strategies for warfare. Amen, amen, amen. And we have other ministerial teaching throughout the week. Glory to God. I'm excited. I tell you, I'm excited. But there's no good thing that he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. Amen. Amen, amen. So, with that being said, we do communion every Sunday. Every Sunday. The Bible says, if you're not willing to drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, but the Bible says you have no part in me. And then, when we eat of his blood and drink of his flesh, it brings healing for our bodies. It brings life to our bones. And this is a commandment that Jesus has given us. So I want to give you a moment to prepare.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Amen. Amen. This is a move. I hope you have your communion ready. I hope you're prepared to take part in the Lord's communion. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you right now for this cup of blessing. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would cause us, Lord God, to repent from our sins. If there's any unforgiveness, that we'll begin to forgive right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless what we have prepared. For you were broken, break us so that we may be whole. Let us eat the body and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us eat together. Eat and eat all of it. Let us take the cup of blessing that bring healing for our bodies, filtrate every part of our being. Let us drink together the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Drink and drink all of it. Amen, amen, amen. I know it was the blood of Jesus. I know it was the blood for me. I want you to think about it. It was the blood.
It was the blood. I'm so glad that I know it was the blood. I know. It was the blood. Remember Patty.
Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for being faithful. I'm going to talk about on next week the significance of Moses and Elias being there. Why did they appear? I'm going to be talking about on next week so we can go a little deeper into this message. Jesus, we want to just thank everyone that called in, and we pray that everyone on the line or those that are going to listen to this teaching and archives, that you would, you are born again, you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, that you would accept him as your Savior, the Son of the living God. He's not dead. He's still here. He's working through people every day. So if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. It's not complex. It's simple. So if you don't have a church home, we want to encourage you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739 or connect yourself with a Bible-believing, faith, fire-filled Jesus Christ Church. Amen. Get in the church and get connect, transformed. And in closing, I say, stay woke, be changed, and become the change. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you for joining me. And I'm going to play just one last song. You don't have to stay on if you have to go. But I say, I won't go back. I won't go back to the way it used to be. Have a terrific, supernatural, blessed rest of your day. Signing out, Prophetess Pastor Teresa Docks. God bless you all.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace, and favor.
I've been changed.
voice and declare and say,